Queer.
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 It is Portugal's FM 102.1.
Ruby and Monique, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
You are very naughty Christmas people.
Absolutely. Yes.
Look at how naughty they are in the studio, Sam. They're sitting there on chairs. They're like first day at school.
Yeah.
Sitting on the edge of their chairs.
Holding hands.
And holding hands. Holding hands.
I'm nervous.
Her palms are all sweaty.
So, Ruby, why are you nervous?
It's my first time on radio.
It's your first time.
Mm-hmm.
With two homosexual men.
Yeah.
May I?
Yes.
Oh,
there
you go.
There's your radio cherry spot. And Monique, is this your first time?
It's not.
No, I know. You're a lot more relaxed. You're a lot more cash.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
It's all right. She can explain it all to you later.
Okay.
While you're lying back.
Absolutely.
Wherever you're lying back. I mean, I'm not going to go into it. But a very naughty Christmas, Understudy Productions, who have been putting on some great work over the last year or so in Brisbane. Really different stuff. Which is great because it's bridging the world between theatre and cabaret. But I love the fact that this grew out of Alex Woodward's own thing that he's... I'm quoting from the presser that he sent me. Alex says that it came inspired by a yearly celebration where I hosted a thing called Friends Christmas. Friends and I would get together and all wear sexy Christmas outfits. Someone would be an elf, someone would be a camp Santa or a naughty Mrs. Claus, and Santa would then hand out the worst possible gifts he could find at a $2 store, and we'd all bring food and wine to share. It was a great way to celebrate Christmas with non-related family.
Who hasn't been there?
Yeah. I celebrated Christmas by myself last year. It was really quite... It was very nice.
The quiet Christmas is becoming all the rage now. It really is.
But we don't want to have a quiet time starting next Thursday night at the Brisbane Powerhouse. Monique, what are you doing? Why is it a very naughty Christmas?
Well, it's a very crass take on traditional Christmas. So there's a few gender swapping numbers, which is really cool and interesting. And yeah, there's like really different characters and a lot of unusual, quirky covers of Christmas songs as well. So it's really fun.
Ooh, so a different take on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes.
I'm
Seems
looking
like you
forward
found
to
some
that.
Gold.
Silent always... Night is one of my favourites, so...
Which one?
Silent Night.
Really? What yes. do you do to that lovely Ooh, German carol?
What do you like to know?
Well, you can find out. It's going to be so easy to do. You're performing for, was it just on a week? I think.
Well, 2 weeks.
Two yes. weeks. No, it is yep. 2 weeks. It's the weekend after, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Opening night, preview on the 7th, opens on the 8th and runs over the week. I'm intrigued by the number of really hot boys that are in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because you both identify as women who have sex with women, this would absolutely have no impact on you whatsoever.
Yeah, but they're still hot.
So is that a major selling point that in this show there are hotties?
Oh, yeah.
Of every gender.
Absolutely. I mean, like, there's a bit of burlesque as well. So, yeah, everything's, like, very touched on and, yeah, very interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ruby, you've had a bit of experience in musical theatre.
Yes.
How much cabaret burlesque stuff have you done?
I have done a little bit. I first started doing burlesque maybe 2 years ago, and that was pretty daunting. I was, like, taking clothes off to people. It was like it was that was really scary, but now it just feels fine. Probably feels a little bit too comfortable, to be honest. I'm actually not doing burlesque in this show. Our friend Claire is, though, and she's amazing and so beautiful. You just can't take your eyes off her. It's really cool. And
Claire's, I've got a quote here from Claire. She said, it's all fun and games till Santa checks the naughty list. Come and see if you're on it. So that sounds like an offer.
Yeah.
A real big offer to be a part of it. Has the show in rehearsal changed? Have you thought stuff would work and it hasn't worked, and then come to a next rehearsal, someone's got a different take on something or bring something that they found.
Absolutely. We've had maybe like 7 drafts done on the script itself. To be honest, like, it's really just been completely finalized, crisp, as in the last maybe week or so. So, yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Because you're on next week.
Exactly. Yeah.
But Ruby, is there any chance, though, show to show? So if someone wants to see this 2 or 3 times, would they be getting a different show every time? Would there be something a little bit different to encourage someone to come and see it a couple of times?
I would definitely think so. I think that's the nature of cabaret. I think that's why cabaret is so fun and exciting, and it is different to musical theatre, especially being in the Vizzy, in the Powerhouse. I think it's just the best space for it, like, so pumped about it. It just allows you to have this interaction with the audience that a lot of other theatres don't allow. And it has this awesome walkway between the audience. So you've got, like, the audience that's raked and then the pit audience.
There's
and
the
you
pit,
actually have a walkway
yeah.
around that, and that's really cool.
Do you play with those, Monique? Are you looking to play with people in that little pit around the edge?
I absolutely do. I have a very interesting song that allows me to really play with the audience, which is a lot of fun.
Great.
Yeah.
There's so much you've been saying but not saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's what did someone once say? It's all the sizzle and no steak, because that's what you're selling is the sizzle. It's a definitely appropriate thing for
this. Yeah, we could sit here and tell you everything, but then that wouldn't be as fun.
But that's right, and no one would want to go. But you're telling us, and then you've got to get you say, and then this is the top of that as well.
Just like the climax.
And that's the show too. A lot of climax in that. Our query tonight is based on your show, so I'm going to ask you each in turn, Ruby, what is the naughtiest thing you've ever done at Christmas?
Oh, I was not prepped for this question. The naughtiest thing I've ever done at Christmas.
That does not include the show you're going to do.
Okay.
Did you switch presents as a kid? Were you someone who'd ruin someone's view of Santa and Christmas by being a bitch? Is there any of those things? Or did you get up to mischief on Christmas Day?
Did you open presents early?
I honestly don't know. It's such... Wow, I feel really pansy right now. But there was this one time... You know, I believed in Santa for a really long time. This is really lame. Sorry, Monique. But really lame. And I remember staying at my granny and pop's house and getting up like middle of the night and looking out the window and fully convinced that Santa and all 12 reindeers were hanging out outside. He was like chugging on his milk, eating his cookies. And then I believed in Santa for so long after that.
It's just, you probably looked at you and there we are, Ruby. I've left some lovely gifts for you this year, and it will be marvelous. Do be a good girl for another 12 months, all right?
It was fully legit. Yeah, I don't understand.
That's how Santa goes.
I like was taking drugs or something really young. I don't really understand.
I can understand why you like her so much, Mon, because you know she's just so innocently beautiful. You know? Just glorious. What about yourself?
I'm almost the complete opposite. I can think of about 100 stories. But I think the one that sticks in my mind, and it actually does get thrown around the Christmas table quite a lot at family dinners, is when I was 12, sorry, Mum and Dad, they decided to give me my first glass of wine. And I literally chugged it all down, and then I put it back in front of me and I said, can I please have some more? It was gone.
Oliver Twist at Christmas with the first glass of wine. I'll have another of those, sweetie.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. And I suppose around the table it's like, yeah, you'll taste it and go, ew. Because I remember at Christmas we used to have, my mother used to drink Asti Riccadonna. And I remember, you know, getting it in these beautiful anodized tall glass type thing. Well, not glass because they're anodized metal and beautifully colourful. So, Mum, if you're listening, when you go, I want those. My brother's not getting them. And tasting it and going, I think this is petrol.
I also remember matching my Mum's birthday card to a Christmas card from Santa. And I was like, Mum, this is your writing.
Oh.
It was all over from there.
Oh. Well, I now know that all the notes from Santa were written by my dad because I never, ever saw my dad's handwriting, really. Yeah. Mum's handwriting I knew, and she has beautiful handwriting, almost copperplate style, but Dad wrote quite up and down block lettery. And I thought, so those were all Dad's notes that when I thought Santa had come and eaten stuff and left with that. Before we finish this interview conversation, I've got to know, what is it like dating, living, loving a person that you're in the show with, Ruby?
Oh, it's the best. We've done 3 shows together now.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's awesome. I think, like, the best part, I remember being at rehearsals a couple of weeks ago and just doing a routine and then, like, looking over my shoulder and Monique's just there and it's just like, oh, yes, go girl, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the best feeling because then you're just like, you just look over and you're just like, yeah, you're a superstar.
Yes.
How did you meet? Did you meet in a show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
We did.
That's so cool. I'm thinking of Liam McElwain and his partner, Brenton. They do quite a few shows together. I first met them when they were here doing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang some years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago. And they often work together. Mm-hmm. They said it's not that we go around wanting to work together, but it just kind of happens because they're both musical theatre performers. And it's a lovely relationship they have. And they... You know, I follow, you know, friends of them on Facebook and see that one's working in New York and another one's working in Singapore and then they're back in Australia doing something. So it's great. Fun.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Christmas is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town in a big, big way. Understudy Productions at the Brisbane Powerhouse. Visi Theatre from December 7. Preview on next Thursday night, the 7th, opens on Friday the 8th and plays right through until the 16th, which is the Saturday night. Chookers for
that. Thank you.